I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The savings mindset. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
We're going to seduce you into saving.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, we're going to change your mindset. Well, good morning.
Is that
morning.
Why you're wearing those fishnet stockings? I'm sorry.
That's an image I don't want to see of myself. Anyway, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, it's fun to spend, but money get great satisfaction from saving as they do from spending. Now, unless you are a trust fund baby, you'll probably need to save for the big things in life, like your education, your house, car, and of course the big one, retirement. Well, that's tough to do, particularly when tempted by those shiny, flashy objects that entice us every day. I mean, we're bombarded by advertising. We want that stuff. Well, we can change to a savings mindset. It's all about focus. That focus comes from a series of small successes that build to bigger ones. And once we see the nest egg grow, saving becomes more of an automatic default when facing an impulse buy opportunity. Well, here are some ideas that may help to get you to switch to that mindset. First of all, automate. This means creating an automatic deduction to the savings or retirement account with each paycheck. Shopping lists. Create a list before you step into the grocery store and stick to it. After all, those are the things you need, right? Order smaller portions when dining out. Healthy appetizers and a dinner salad can satisfy you and your wallet, and maybe your date too. Quit clicking. Online shopping is too darned easy, and often we're ordering things that we don't need. Only log on when you have a specific purchase that you need to buy. Review all automated billing for services. Are you still going to that boutique yoga studio that debits your account every month? If not, cancel it. Refinance student or auto debt and your mortgage. Interest rates are dipping. Look into consolidating and lower your borrowing rates. Now, some of these things may seem small in the scheme of lifelong savings. It's not always the money you save by dropping your three weekly trips to Starbucks down to one, but it's the habit you're forming. And then the saving of unneeded spending becomes routine. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
I have news this morning. The Museum of the Navy is about to open in D.C.
Oh, my goodness.
There's something you'll go to see, right?
Heck yes.
You were served in the Navy.
I did, and I love D.C. That's a fun town.
Oh, boy. Yeah. There's so much to see.
Yeah.
You can never see it in one day.
My daughter Abby is no longer living there, but I had so much fun visiting her. You can't see all the museums in that town.
No.
My goodness.
1929 Black Thursday on Wall Street.
Yeah.
So Ted and I were talking about what it meant. I guess they just couldn't handle the traffic. What do you think? You're the expert. I
mean, what do you mean? Back in 1929?
In 1929 when it crashed.
Yeah, there was just a run. And people panicked, and one fed on another, and the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think it took till 1934 or 35 for things to come back.
Could that ever happen again?
Not in the same way. There are safeguards, and actually those have been triggered a number of times over the years.
I know.
It stops trading for 15 minutes or something like that.
What was that big day in what, 1987? We had a
October 19th, 1987, and then 2 weeks later it was back.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
All right. Today is National Food Day.
I like that.
What the heck?
That's every day.
Kind of general for me. I mean, they're urging us to eat healthy, nutritious food.
Is that why there's a cookie sitting in front of you?
Asparagus, beets. You name one or two foods that you just simply don't like. I can't stand bologna anymore.
Yeah, you told me you found a bug in your bologna or something.
Something weird. I think it was something from outer space. But my wife, when we first got married, she served me a big plate of liver and onions.
One time.
I said, take that away from here and do not ever put that in front of me.
I'm with you.
Liver is not.
And she has it, bless her heart.
Oh, it's good for you. It's got all that iron.
I'm about to gag. I'm about to gag.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like beets much.
I'll eat beets occasionally. If they're fresh beets, you know, a lot of people like the canned ones, but trying to think, there's not a lot of things that I don't like. I'm not a big urchin raw sea urchin fan.
I'm not a big eater. I'm not a big very choosy. I will not eat that stuff that comes in a can. What, caviar?
Span?
Caviar. I will not touch caviar. Even if I was rich. If I was rich, that would be the real reason not to
for you.
Eat that stuff that smells like a Kansas creek bed. Mm. Wow.
Okay. Well, I know what people, not to get you for Christmas.
You know wealthy people. You're a wealthy person. Wealthy people all that strange?
But yeah, they just have caviar in every bedroom, you know. You just walk by and you have little dispensers, little square. Yeah, it's like in a tube.
Little tiny spoon.
Yeah, this little baby spoon made out of mother of pearl or something.
I'm looking forward to that when I get wealthy. Boy, it'll be fun. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Right. Thank you, Don. It's coming up the 7 o'clock news this morning with Steve and Ted. Boeing workers turning down the company's latest offer. On this date in 1945, the United Nations formally came into existence as the Charter of the United Nations, ratified by 29 nations, took effect. The date is now observed as United Nations Day.
And we've never had another war since.
Yeah, nope. It's been ended all conflict across the world. Well, I know that when my son was in the military and serving with the Air Force, that he did a tour as a UN peacekeeper in Georgia, Republic of Georgia, when the Russians rolled in with their tanks. So
I was going to ask, does your son see the UN favorably?
Very positive.
Okay.
In fact, he thinks some South Koreans saved his life.
So. All right.
So that'll do it. Hey, we had a down day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow closed down 410 points. NASDAQ off 296. S&P down 54. If you heard our top of our news this morning, the big news, the Boeing workers have turned down the company's latest contract offer. 6 weeks into a machinist strike. It's going to go on a little while longer, folks, at least.
Yeah, before I left yesterday, the NASDAQ was down 2%.
Well,
those tech stocks not helping.
This is that day. This is that day in 1929 was Black Thursday.
Oh, great.
We'll have more on that coming up here in just a few minutes with Steve and Ted, but there's a precedent there. This is Steve and Ted show number 6789.
6789.
It goes back to January of 1998, last century, a century ago. But
so we'll hit 6800 before Thanksgiving.
You betcha.
Nice.
Louisiana's 2020 Teacher of the Year has filed a lawsuit challenging a new state law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom by January 1st. This is the second lawsuit filed against the law in reliably Republican Louisiana. It is the only state to have enacted such legislation, even as conservatives across the country push to incorporate religion into classrooms. Proponents argue the measure is not solely religious, but has historical significance in the foundation of U.S. law. Opponents say the requirement is unconstitutional and could isolate students who are not Christian. I have a feeling that law might not make it when it gets to the Supreme Court. On the other hand, we have a Supreme Court that's kind of tilting one way, and who knows? Maybe they can get the Ten Commandments in the classrooms in Louisiana. They're sure making a try at it. Remember Rudy Giuliani?
Of course.
The hero of 9/11 who's had some tough times.
Yeah.
He has been ordered to turn over his Manhattan apartment, luxury watches, and a Mercedes to two Georgia election workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against him. $148 million. That's a lot for that kind of lawsuit. That's a lot there, more than just the actual damages. Lawyers in the case say the details will be decided in coming days. Either Giuliani will deliver the items to a specific location, or the two election workers will have to pick them up The workers, Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss, can then sell the properties but need court approval to receive the proceeds. Giuliani's lawyers say if he wins his appeal, Freeman and Moss would have to pay him back. So they better not be spending that money.
Yeah. Or
better put it in the banks in place. It ain't over yet.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.